Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, haven't you always wondered what somebody like me, what their mentor would be like? Well, I have him on the radio today. You know, people listen to this show all over the world. I get emails and I get LinkedIn comments and Facebook, and it's to me, this is my life, and you guys hear it unfolding in real time. I don't edit my show. I literally have these conversations and you hear what happens. Today, a very special guest to me, one of my dearest friends in the whole world, a man named Barry Maguire. If you own a car and you've ever waxed it, you may have used his products, Maguire's care products, not just wax, but all the car care products. And I have spent about 25 years of my life following this man around, going to car shows, us broadcasting together, because I worked for many years with Motor Trend and Car and Driver, and I still do, as well as Entrepreneur. But Barry didn't know that all that time, from the very first, I'm going to say the very first time I met him, shook his hand and felt God inside his heart and knew that he was a special guy, I wanted to be like him. And here he is, my friend Barry Maguire. Hi, Barry.
I could go just as long about you. We've had such a great friendship. 25 years.
Can I know.
You believe that?
Right.
I mean, wow. And so we've grown together, haven't we?
We really have. You know, it's interesting I've watched how you've handled your life. And I think that that's what mentees do with their mentors. They watch how they, you know, it's some of them are telling, you know, do as I say, not as I do. But you have always been do as I say and as I do. It was very easy for me to listen to you because you were living the life of decency, of honesty, of integrity, hard work, work ethic, and it was all about relationships and, of course, honoring your creator, which I love about you, man.
Well, yeah, you know, this phrase, actions speak louder than words. I don't agree with that. I think our words, we have to use our words. I mean, words are important, and faith comes by hearing. But here's the deal. Our actions speak before our words. If our actions don't match our words, no matter how eloquent we are, our words are powerless.
But if our
actions confirm or match our words have power no matter how poorly we speak, you know. And I would just say, and I'm thankful for it, but you had some impression of my actions before you met me. You came with some expectations, so you immediately wanted to hear what I had to say because my actions had spoken. Somehow you had heard about me and had some kind of an opinion that was favorable, and then my words matched that, so you knew that I was real. Am I fair in saying that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'll tell a tiny quick story. When I was 19 years ago, coming up on 40 years ago, when I was 19 years old, I painted a Lamborghini Miura, which in the year 2000 became the car of the century. And at that time, I painted that car. It was red. I did a color change, and I painted it to black because that's what I did. I was a body and painter in my young age. And I went to the body and paint store where I bought my supplies to paint the car, and I said, I need the best products. And he said, you know, he holds up this bottle of Meguiar's, and he said, this is the one everybody trusts with black. And I know for a long time, your slogan was something like the trusted or something like that, which it resonated with me.
The trusted experts in the surface care, yeah.
There you go. And so I used the product, and somehow I held that bottle in my hand, and there was something different about it. I don't know what it was, the packaging. And I remember, and I polished this car, and the guy was so happy with the job that I had done that he gave me a $500 tip. Now, all I can tell you is that, you know, it was shiny.
Yeah, I guess so.
But then shortly, you know, I don't know, maybe let's see. Actually, a decade later, let me just move forward. A decade later, I was going to a big trade show, and that's when I saw the big Meguiar's car care booth. And there was that guy. There was actually a man named Meguiar's. Now, I know your father started the company and his family. And right?
Well, my grandfather started.
Grandfather?
Grandfather.
Oh my gosh, right?
I'm third generation.
Oh my gosh. I should know that. I've known you so long. We haven't talked about this in a long time. But so, yes, you're third generation, and this company's been around, but you took it to a whole nother level.
I took it to retail. They were selling car dealers and body shops. And by the time I got out of college, they had built the business to doing $600,000 a year. They thought they died and gone to heaven and were working half days playing golf. And I said, okay, I think this is a good foundation on which to build a great company. And because I've said that through the years, and it's been quite a ride, to say the least, going into retail and not knowing anybody. And how do you approach that? I guess that's kind of what you want to talk about today.
It is.
You give me a little bit of a hint of how do you build business, particularly when you're going into business and you don't know anybody and you're just starting up. They don't know your brand. And I did that and had some degree of success.
Some degree. Oh, my gosh. All right, well, we're going to take a little break. We'll come back and talk more. Barry McGuire and McGuire's Car Care Products. I've been using them for 40 years, but I have a friend named Barry McGuire. You guys get to meet him in person today. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekly.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
That's my heart pumping. Pump it. That's my heart. I don't know why. I'm always a little bit nervous with my mentor. Barry McGuire joining us. I don't know what it is. I'm shaking a little bit, probably because, when I was at the toughest time of my life, you lifted me up, Barry. I don't know if I've ever really conveyed that to you, but, you know, I'm closing in on 60, and I have now a different life. But when you first met me, I was struggling. I had a few kids, and you were a godsend to me in so many ways. But what you taught me was the power of honesty, integrity, and relationships. And
well,
I would love to talk to you about
God.
That.
You've honored God, and He's honored you back. I mean, it really is that connection in it that supersedes everything else.
So you talked about when you first got into retail, the retail side, because your family was doing B2B, and you took it retail. Now, I was there, in essence. I was like the first, I think that was 1978 or 9. So you started, what, in 76, as I remember?
73. I went retail in 73. But the family, I got permission from my family in 69 to do it. Then I took the next 4 years, 3.5 years, and studied the marketplace. They gave me the opportunity. It was a miracle. They didn't want to go retail. They didn't want to go to a retail Jippo discount business. We're a professional brand. I said, hey, car guys are professionals. They'll follow directions. They want the same results we have. I just want to sell car guys. That's all I want to do. Right. I don't want to mass market. Just car guys.
Yeah.
Well, today, car guys buy 90% of all the car wax products, so it just kind of went mass market, but our focus is still car guys. It's amazing how that's worked. But, you know, starting out, I had this scripture, we all know it, Proverbs 3:5, trust the Lord with your whole heart and don't depend on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He'll direct your path. That's a simple scripture. We hear it all the time. I got to tell you, and that's worked pretty well for me for the last 50 years. When I got out of school and talked to the family to go to retail, I didn't know anything about it. And so it was an easy prayer for me to pray. I said, God, I can trust you with my whole heart and not lean on my own understanding because I don't have any. I don't have a clue what I'm doing without you and toast. So I'm going to just trust you and follow your lead. And it's been kind of like that. And calling on people, I started loving on them. I like to sell, and I think the biggest problem people have when they're selling is that's all they're doing is they're focusing on the sale and not the people.
Yeah.
And they go in, and no matter where that buyer is, who may be having a great day or a horrible day, they just have their same sales pitch, and you're just going to sell that whether the guy's ready for it or not. And that one sales pitch may work, and it may not. What is better, way better, and I've told our sales guys throughout the years, make a friend out of the buyer. Go in, take your time, love on him. Listen to him. Hear what his pain is. Where's his soft spot? What are his needs? And then figure out a way we can solve his needs. And I said, I've always felt, I don't care if we lose money on it. What we want is a relationship. And if we can find somehow start a relationship where we're solving a need and really help him lifetime relationships are a wonderful thing. And when you become friends, that's what you have. It's bigger than a business transaction. It's a relationship. Right. All of business, all of life is relationships, you know?
Yeah.
And I've looked at it from another standpoint is when I get to heaven, it's not going to matter how many bottles of car wax I sold. It is going to matter how many people I influenced to trust in God, to move to God. So if they can see God through me, then I move them closer to God, right?
Right.
So I've always, even when they turn me down, especially when they turn me down, the bank turned me down. I just loved on them because I recognize they're not my source. God's my source.
I love
it. I just gonna love on them. I know they say, I never turned somebody down and had them so happy with me.
You know what?
and they're walking on the door saying, God bless you. And someday I'm going to earn your respect.
That's awesome.
And they go, what? And you just relax knowing as I honor God, he says, you honor me, I'll honor you back.
You know
when
what?
You live for my purpose, I'll make everything in your life work for good. So when you can't separate business from, when you separate business from God, there's a total disconnect. Don't expect God to do anything for you.
And when
you bring God into all of it, it is just natural. You know that.
I'm a believer on the way out. We take a break. I'll come right back with more.
Okay,
the monkeys, the monkey mobile, they're car guys. We'll be right back.
Hey, there we go.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
How about a game-changing business strategy, one of honoring your creator? Barry Maguire is the man in my life that did that and has done that and does that to this very day. Friends for, let me think now. I did my first interview with you on my radio show in 1993. I think it was 1993, Barry. So I've been following you around and we've gone not all over the world, but we've been around the world together and it's been a blast the whole time.
We sure have.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a blast.
Now
it's really been a blast.
We talked about that just a little bit about adding, you know, faith into your life and into your business. Has it been difficult for you along the way? Has there been any tough spots where you were told, don't do that? Don't talk about God.
The answer is yes and no. I've never had anybody don't talk about God. I've heard statements of, you know, in that setting, you shouldn't talk about God or whatever. But I do anyway. I never offend anybody.
Right.
You know, the scripture says, bless those who are persecuted. Oh, I don't want to be persecuted. Oh, I don't want to offend somebody. You know, everybody knows the world out of control. And everybody's trying they hope there's a God that can make sense out of it. They're looking for somebody that actually has a righteous life that they can look at, that they can trust, that has the walk, that actually tell about God. So they're looking for people like us. And when you tell people God loves you, it doesn't offend them.
Right.
It's so much fun. And in fact, most people that don't know God are, they can't even comprehend that God loves them. But when I say to people like that, you know, God loves you, they say, no. I come back real quick and I say, you know, I'm a Christian, I know the word. I can tell you he does love you. No. Yeah, no, actually it gets better than that. He loves you. And everybody listening to us right now, because he's no respecter of persons. Everybody's the same. He loves you as much as he's ever loved anybody, ever. He's never loved anybody more than you. And he has one desire for you, to spend eternity in heaven. Mm. That's the good news. That's the good news. And we're called to share that with people. Jesus said, they'll know you're my disciple by your love. We got to stop telling people they're doing bad things and they're going to hell. We're seeing as Christians, Mormons, as narrow-minded, angry, bigoted people. That's not God. God is a loving God.
Right.
Yes, is there 10 commandments? Absolutely. But our job is just to introduce them to a loving God. God can speak to them and convict them and change their hearts and give them new desires. That's his job, not ours. Mm-hmm. Our job is just to connect them to a loving God. And our opportunity to do that primarily is through business. And when it's not that we add faith. We need to be people of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. When we're people of faith, then the business is added in. And it's just an opportunity. You know, I thought I was supposed to go into full-time ministry. You know the story. And I prayed one day fervently, God, if you want me to do that, let me know. But you almost have to speak to me in an audible voice. A guy walks to my office not 20 minutes later, never spoken to. And he asked me, how's it going? And I thought, well, he's a minister kid, and I probably not in a cool car. So I started telling people I started my faith. But he looked at me and he says, God's given you wonderful ministry here, hadn't he? And I just been thinking about leaving my business for ministry. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, well, a pastor could never reach the people you reach, but as a businessman, you can. And he gave me these words, 1976, it's obvious that your business is your pulpit.
Wow.
And that completed the circle, and I realized my entire life is ministry. We're all in full-time ministry.
Right.
Everything we do and say every day, from the moment we get up in the morning, I can move my wife away from God. Everything we do moves people closer or further away from God. In our rudeness, in our giving a cheap tip, in our lack of interest. I could say a wrong thing to my wife in the morning. I look at her face, I say, I just moved her further away from God. I'm not supposed to do that.
Right.
And you know what? When you do that, you live a better life. You just, I live day to day with God. I say, God, I want to make you happy with me today that you'll give me another day. And this living day to day keeps me focused so that every day throughout the day, I just look at everybody saying, how can I move everybody I touch today towards the God? And I can do that by loving on them. And when you love people, you care about them. You genuinely care about them. And in their business, you care about their business. And God will give you insight how you can help them in their business to make their business better. And so it all works. It's not an add-on. It should permeate what we are and everything we do. That's God's purpose. And in Romans 8:28, he says, when you live for my purpose, I'll make everything in your life work for good. And when you know that, when you live in that promise, you're worry-free. There's no more worries. And you know, I've been in some very tough situations.
I know you
and
have.
I've known this before. And yeah. I had a joint venture partner, folks, that had me. I couldn't move. They took over the board, and they were throwing me out of my business 10 years ago. They were throwing me out of my business the next morning on a conference call board meeting the next morning. And I prayed a simple prayer. I didn't even want to pray. I just want to say, God, I love you. That's all I want to say. I'm not asking for anything. I live for your purpose. And I know because of that, you're going to make everything work for good. I don't know what that is. If you take my business away from me, I'm 65 years old. I don't know what to do. It's my whole life work. It's my granddad's business. It's my entire life. If I lose it, I trust you. It's for good. And I slept soundly, as God's listening to me right now. I slept soundly and woke up fresh the next morning, and God turned everything around that next morning.
And we're going to tell that story on the other side because it is an amazing story. I was there. I watched him live it. And I got to tell you, that was another one of those reasons why, to this day, I love this man. I love what he stands for. And he is the ultimate entrepreneur. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekly.
There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
A very special show for me. My mentor, Barry McGuire. McGuire's Car Care Products, Car Wax, Car Crazy Television. And now he's doing a lot more work for God. And I'll let you tell about that. But I want to hear the rest of the story. And I want everybody to hear the rest of the story. Because you were literally down to the 11th hour. It was, you know.
I was. You know, I talk to people in business all the time, facing challenges.
Yep.
I mean, you know, that's when you learn who God is. Without challenges, you'd be a spoiled Christian and you wouldn't have any faith. And you would have no reason for faith. But when you trust him in the tough times, I would rush down the hallway. They thought I was dying, you know, 8 years ago after you had walked all the way around the hospital praying for me and I was dying.
I didn't know what to do.
And I was rushing down at a gurney. They rushed me to surgery. My daughter was running beside me, Nicole, and she was yelling. And she wouldn't say, God be with my dad. Or she wouldn't say, Dad, God's with you. You know what she said? She said, Dad, this is your testimony.
Wow.
This, in the midst of that, she said, Dad, this is your testimony. What would she say to me? And I recognized, I said, what? I said, yeah, it is. Before I go into surgery, I know God's with me now. Now. He's with me now, not just after. And I can relax because he's with me now. That's my testimony. And it is. Ever since we always say, before I went into the surgery, I had faith. I was happy. Mm. When we're in struggles, Dave Wilkerson, one of my dearest friends for 40 years, started Teen Challenge, preached a sermon, right song, wrong side. Children of Israel coming out of Israel, and they're coming down to the river, and they stopped at the river. Now they're all mad at Moses. They're really mad. They're really, if you read the scriptures, it's almost comical. They're so mad at Moses. He puts a staff in the water, and of course, out the water, they go to the other side, the water comes down. Now they build an altar, a bunch of stones up, and they're singing. And his message was, right song, wrong side.
Right.
And so the night before, I knew I could be thrown out of my company. It didn't have much worse than that. I was powerless. They took control of the board. I could not stop him. But I knew, folks, you can know this. You know how to trust more? You share more. Because in your own strength, you're going to trust no matter what, you're going to trust. But in the end, you don't trust and you're still worrying. And James 1 says, if you're double-minded, don't expect to receive anything. That's why our prayers aren't answered. We're wondering where God is. He'd say, where's your faith?
Right.
Well, how do we have absolute wholehearted faith? We have absolute wholehearted faith when we're living for his purpose, not ours. When you live for my purpose, I came to seek and save the lost. Life is about redemption. I love these cars. I love Pebble Beach. I had such a week. I love the people. I love the shine of the cars. I love everything about it. I'm a real guy. But it's all going to go away.
Right.
It's for 100 years and it's eternity. What's more important than living in eternity and getting as many people with us as possible? And we have opportunity to do that every moment of every day. Move everybody. Every day closer to Jesus. That's our praise for our ministry.
Right.
And when we do that, he blesses the work of our hand. We were nothing. We were a tiny little business. Now we're the number one selling car wax. You know, it's like, how did that happen? Did we work hard? Yeah. But he opened doors right and left to the point that I just laughed. And even at that moment, that next morning, I walked to my attorney's office to take that phone call. And it's too long a story, but God totally embarrassed my joint venture partner and turned it upside down. They said it was something God did 5 years earlier.
Mm.
And it was just amazing. 5 years earlier, God knew that meeting was coming, that moment was coming. And I trusted him completely, wholeheartedly, and he rewarded me for that. And that's how God works. We will all face our challenges. Be thankful for your challenge. That's when you grow. That's when you find out who God is.
Right.
The scriptures say, welcome your challenges as friends. Everybody you're calling on, everybody you want to influence. Secondarily is how you want the influencer to do what you want to do. Primarily is you want to let them see God through you and want what you have. And when you live for that, it takes all the pressure off of life. People say, why are you smiling so much, Barry? You really want to know?
And to this very day, Barry Maguire, it seems like you're still involved with Maguire's. You're everywhere. You are Barry Maguire. Still.
Busier than ever. Yeah. You know, I think God gives you health, too, when you serve him. Because here at my age, having more fun I ever thought I could possibly have. We sponsor, you know, thousands of car shows. We're at just about every major car show in the world, not just the States, but across Europe and Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, Indonesia, Thailand, you name it. Every weekend, if there's a major show going on, most likely we're there. And they're all doing what I did back when I was just all by myself. I went to car shows and just loved on one car guy at a time. I just say, win one car guy at a time. Go and love on them. Yeah. Just love on them. And they'll open up and they'll want your product. You got to have a great product because otherwise it's not going to go anywhere. But we had the best product. Once they use our product, they're not going to use anybody else's product. But it's the same thing whether you're selling a huge order to Walmart or you're selling one person, in a car show. It doesn't matter. No respect to a person, just as he is not with us. Just love on everybody. And really treated to be a light. Most of us turned our lights off We just turn the lights off. The world's in darkness right now. Our world is coming unglued.
Yeah.
Less than 20% of our population still goes to church. And so you have 80% of America that's just in darkness and really blinded to the things that are true, right and wrong. That's why they're making all these bad decisions.
Yeah.
For those of us who know there's a God, a loving God, it's our responsibility to be that light. We got to turn our lights back on. We're called to be salt and light. There's one set of characters of salt and light. They both change their environment. Folks, we need to change our environment every day.
I want to talk about that on the other side. So for those listening, if you have faith in whatever it is you have faith in, and let's hope it's God Jesus, this is a special show because it just shows here is a very successful man that has lived his life this way, exactly how you hear him on the show today, and nothing is going to stop him from living this life. And I hope that for those who are listening, it's inspiring because it always has been for me. I'm Alan Taylor. He's Barry McGuire. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekly.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
If this is not disruption of a normal business model, I don't know what is. This is what they've always said was taboo, talking about politics or religion. But it sure has worked for Barry McGuire. He's on the line with us right now. Barry, you said something on the way out, and I had to take a commercial break, and I apologize for the podcast. There won't be a commercial there, but salt and light. Come back to that for me.
Well, we're called to be salt and light. There's a lot of, we've all heard lots of sermons on both those and all the things that salt do and light does, and they're all correct. But there's one characteristic that both of them have that they share in common. They both change their environment. Obviously, light changes its environment. Salt changes its environment. And we're called to be salt and light. So the question is for each one of us, are we changing our environment or is our environment changing us?
Mm-hmm.
I think the easier question to answer is the church changing our environment today or is the environment changing the church?
Yeah.
And there I think it's overwhelmingly clear that the environment is changing the church, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, your solution to that is... Let's talk about this. Because
our solution is we need to turn our lights back on and not offend people, but just let love on people. But, you know, most people who know God are living good lives, but it's like actions speak louder than words. I go back to where we started. If you're just being good, I ask people, what are they doing for God? I do a lot. They tell them all this. I say, you know, that's all wonderful and good, but it's everything you told me is self-righteous. They say, what are you talking about self-righteous? Well, everybody's saying what a wonderful person you are because you're doing all those things. And God's kind of a jealous God. The purpose of your life is to bring him glory. So when you do anything good, just make sure they know you're a Christian in some fun, winsome way. If only to say at the end, and have a great day, and God bless you, and mean it. Look them in the eye and say, God bless you, and walk away. They say, wow, that guy, that person's a Christian, and that changes my mind on what a Christian is. And if we just start doing, if we did nothing else but that, the perception in America of Christians would change and we'd have revival in America. And people start saying, because everybody knows the world's out of control. They just think that it's partly out of control because of Christians. If they could see the people who know God, there actually is a God who has moral absolutes, who's loving, who's good, who's kind, who has great plans for us. They don't hear that. They're not hearing that about God. And the scriptures say, how are they going to know unless somebody tells them? That's our job. Early church Christians added their numbers daily, and they turned the world upside down. They weren't even literate. They had no Bibles. They had no churches. They just were so excited about God, and they just let the joy of the Lord show through. And we're on our way to heaven. We need to be thinking about how incredibly wonderful that is and sharing that opportunity with everybody around us. And that supersedes everything else we do, but at the same time, it makes everything else we do way better. And it gives us purpose in our Bible reading. It gives us purpose in our prayer life because we have opportunity. And people ask us questions we don't know, and so it sends us into we're studying more because I don't know the answer to that question. And so it all said, when you speak, more about God comes out than you thought you even knew. It's all operating. And there's a scripture actually in the Old Testament where he says, I've appointed you as my witness so that you might believe. When we do that, our faith raises and we know God is there. And our faith is strong and we're making God smile. I see the joy of the Lord is our strength. When I put a smile, every time I encourage somebody about God, I walk away and I picture Jesus smiling at me. I get this look. I see his face say, way to go, Barry. And that puts a bounce in my step. That's the joy of the Lord is my step. And am I going to be a better salesman then? Am I going to represent my company more? Am I going to be a better anything? Am I going to be a better dad and a husband and a grandfather? Everything we do has purpose. It's all about moving people every day, moving everybody every day closer to Jesus. And that's the theme of our ministry.
Yeah. So today, I mean, obviously, God in your life and God in business. And Barry has never shied away from that. Not once that I've ever seen. And I respect it greatly. A lot of people along the way, they like to test my waters by saying, oh, you know, Jesus loves you. And they'll say little things to me and I'll look at them right in the eye. And I'm like, what is wrong with that? Are you serious? So I wonder about, you know, people are so afraid. It's such an un-PC thing to do, you know, in today's world. It's almost people get insulted by it. It's I've never seen you shove it down anybody's throat. It's more of a smile, a wink. And if they say to you, hey, you know, what is it that makes you so different? Now, that's an invitation to tell them because they've asked.
People invite you into life so quick. People can move from laughter to tears in a moment when you touch a nerve. And you do that by just caring on them. Everybody's hurting and nobody cares. And then there comes somebody they hardly know caring and asking questions. And, you know, every time I ask somebody if they would like me to pray for them, I've never been turned down. In the middle of a car show with thousands of people all around.
I know.
Every time
I say,
do you want me to pray for you? They'll say yes. When people are hurting, they don't care. They want help. They're dying for help. So the same guy that came by and said, your business, your phobia gave me 24 years later, told me that God was going to give me a ministry separate apart from my business. And that was 2000. In the year 2010, when I was in the hospital, my friend Alan Taylor was there praying for me with the doctor. And you heard the doctor say it, that they've given up hope on me. You heard that.
I did.
And he walked around the hospital praying for me. But that was about God getting my attention. And
I put you
here for a purpose. I want you to start this ministry and start it now. And that was 2010.
All right. And we'll wrap the show up.
You've been right there with me, Alan.
I have. We'll wrap the show up on the other side with what is Barry doing today? Church Outside the Walls. That's what it's called. We'll talk about it on the other side. Here's a man who puts God in his business and his life every single day, and it has only helped him. So if you feel that same way, this has been a good show for you. We'll be right back.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
I'm a car guy, and everyone pretty much knows it. My car guy friend, Barry McGuire, Mr. Car Crazy Television himself. He's the car guru. He's won so many awards, been inducted into halls of fame for this, that, and the other. And it really all doesn't mean as much as his faith does to him. Barry McGuire joining us. Again, Barry, my humble thank you for all that you've done in my life by being just simply a good man, a good example. And I want everybody to know, I have had more fun with this man in my life than any single person. And thank you for that, too.
We've had a lot of good times. I have people that I talk to about God, and some of our high-end car guy friends, and they know God's there. They know he's there. They know Jesus Christ. They just don't want to come under his If I move into your world, Barry, I got to be, oh, gee, I got to be pious. I'll lose all my fun, and it's going to be this little world. I don't want to give up. I know they're their own gods. They don't realize the freedom you have. When you're walking with God, the freedom, you shall know the truth. The truth will set you free from all of needing all this stuff. You don't need anything, and he gives you more of everything. I cannot believe the fun we get to have. It's a wonderful life, and it's so obvious. It's biblical 101 information, but somehow it's a profound message for people today who have been so turned off on all things Christian.
Now, let me ask to that point, and I don't know how I'm going to ask you to do this in like a minute and a half, but you have also, you know, in your life seen some hypocrisy, perhaps, because you've started something special, Church Outside the Walls. And I'd love, just give me the elevator pitch on that, and then we'll send people to your website.
It's called actually Revival Outside the Walls.
Okay.
We need to ignite Christians outside the church. Okay. People aren't coming to church naturally anymore. They used to, they don't anymore. And sharing your faith isn't getting somebody to go to church and expecting your pastor to get it from A to Z in one message. It's not going to happen. Share your faith as being a light and moving everybody every day closer to Jesus. And when you do that, you're living for God's purpose. So it's really all about helping people find to figure out there's three options. You can disagree with God that you should share your faith, or you can disobey God, or you can say, okay, I need to influence other people. How do I do that? And we take you from there and show you how much fun it is. It's fun. It's exciting. It's easy. It's not hard to love on people. And we give baby steps. And our website, you can go to our website, ROTW.com, for Revival Outside the Walls. And we have all kinds of videos and helps. We even have a mobile app. And tell you about everything you need to know about how easy it is, how much fun it is to get on sharing your faith. It's the most fun thing I do. As much as I love cars, I mean, I'm a real guy. I'm not a fanatic. I don't wear it on my sleeve. You know, nobody saying, oh, here comes that Barry talking about Jesus again. They don't get any of that. People like to be with me.
That's right.
And I just wait. And when they want to know, they'll ask. When they want to know why I'm smiling all the time, and they want to know more information, then I get to tell them. And that's what life's all about. When we get to heaven, again, it's not going to matter how many bottles of polish I've sold. They're not going to ask that question. The only thing that will matter when I get to heaven is how many other people are in heaven, are on their way to heaven, or not going to heaven because of how I use the influence God gave me.
Awesome.
That's a heavy statement. I mean, we all have influence. Are you using influence for yourself to sell your product, or using your influence to get more people into heaven? Because in 100 years, that's the only thing that's going to matter. That's a powerful thought. So
all right,
our theme is move everybody.
Yep.
Move everybody every day closer to Jesus.
There you go. ROTW.com, Revival Outside the Walls. That's Barry's ministry. Now, in our last minute, I want a piece of advice about using God in business for entrepreneurs. What do you say to them?
Well, I just think you're God's representative in the world of business, which can be a dark world. And don't let the world corrupt you. You know, don't be salt and light. Are you going to change the environment, or the environment going to change you?
Right.
I don't care how corrupt. You don't have to play that game. You don't have to play that game. Be honest and represent. You're representing God in every statement you make. Don't overpromise, underpromise, overdeliver. Love on people and honor God, and you have this supernatural fact that God will supernaturally intervene and open doors you can't even imagine. I never dreamed we'd be the number one brand. Are you kidding me? We had this little tiny little business.
I love it.
I mean, I'm not speaking from an academic source. I'm speaking from fact.
Yep.
He gives you miracles every day in
awesome.
Business, in business or in teaching or whatever wherever you are, that's your pulpit.
I love it. I love you. You're a good man. ROTW.com, Revival Outside the Walls. The devil made me do that. Barry McGuire, thank you so much for everything
you've
done for me and all my family and friends and all these people listening. That's it for this week here on Entrepreneur Weekly. God bless.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.